There you are. Damn right I'm annoyed. The salon I usually go to for my mani-pedis has a line out the door this time of year. I would have been done already if you had not asked me to wait for you outside this cafe. So you made me wait here? While you... what? Went replacement clothes shopping for the party? Need I remind you that you were the one who asked me to be polished from head to toe? No. I'm not putting up with your excuses. You asked me to be your date to your company party again this year? Fine. You asked me to be meticulous about my appearance because you have an image to maintain now that you're in the C-suite. Understandable. How can you make it up to me? All right. Three favors. Well, four favors, really, but first, get me a croissant. Oh, you would have done that for me anyway? Well, good, because it's not optional. I'm glad you agree. Okay, well, since we aren't counting that, first things first, I'm still going to need that mani-pedi. Yeah, and for being so thoughtless as to making me wait and wasting an hour of my time, you're going to pay it back. Not with money. You're going to pay me back by doing my mani-pedi. Yeah, well, I realize that your hobby in painting doesn't directly translate to painting nails, but I'm just in need of a simple wash of color. I've already prepped my nails as part of my weekly self-care routine, so you don't have to worry about that. Just paint and go. The second thing. Model for me again. There's an exhibition at the gallery on 3rd Street within a few months. I need a new thematic piece to submit. Good. And the third thing? Don't worry about it. Just agree. Because I know you're curious about what I could possibly want. Of course I'm right. So, you can see my car from here, get my food, and we'll go back to my place. Why my place? Holy fuck. I totally forgot about your vast collection of nail polish and spa accoutrement. Chocolate chip, please. Thanks. Set the bag with your clothes on my bed. You can get changed after you're finished. I know, right? So nice of me to allow you to change clothes. At least this set doesn't have wine on it. Because you told me that's what happened last week? Yeah. You must not remember it, because you were managing 5 projects at once. When all the conditions have been met. Oh, thank you. Then I'll stop being mad. Maybe. Depends on how the party goes later tonight. Oh, too sweet. I'll finish this later. Oh, you don't remember, do you? Well, let's just say that last year, I'm the sole reason as to why the audio to your little jerk-off video wasn't transmitted to every headset in the silent disco room. Of course I know about that. I was wondering why you took forever in the restroom. But I must say, what's-her-name never did appreciate your spontaneity. Or the depravity that's your fap folder. Why did I look at that? I was rather curious as to what you were looking at that had you slapping and squeezing your thighs when you weren't cradling the boys. Oh, I watched enough of it. Me? Go through your phone? You really don't remember what happened, do you? Everything makes sense now. How about this? Paint my nails, and I'll tell you an interesting little story. No, you're probably not going to like the story. There's a pink bag on my nightstand. Go grab that for me. It'll have some of what we need for the evening. I'll prep the foot bath. Yeah, a foot bath. While that's filling, go ahead and... Hey, don't open that! I know you need the polish, but there's... too many. I have a specific one in mind. Here. It's a nice pinky nude. Yeah, let's take a seat. Oh, that's right. The night of the party last year. So, after I dragged you out of the DJ booth because I don't hear anything playing at this silent disco. Direct quote, by the way. You asked me if you could get my opinion on your latest painting project. Now, I remember asking you once, a long time ago, when we first met at that gallery on 3rd Street and we're talking about hobbies, what sort of things that you painted. And you said... Right, that you painted fantasy scenes. You told me that you'd been following my work for about a year, and I was really curious about what sort of fantasy scenes you'd painted. If they were similar to what I did with photography, but you had this... almost imperceptibly awkward look on your face. Like, why did I say that? So, I never pursued the subject any further. So, imagine my surprise when you suddenly wanted my opinion on your art. I told you I'd take a look. What did you say? You're blushing. Are you sure you can't guess what happened next? That's right. I saw the video you took. That's what was on your screen when you unlocked your phone after 5 tries. Keep in mind that we were halfway through leaving the silent disco room, and the video was loud. You're lucky that we were the only ones without a headset. I know you took that video for what's-her-name. Honestly, I had no idea that you two were in that type of a relationship. You're bold as hell, you know? I would have taken the video in a stall, not on that couch in the lounge part of the restroom where just anyone could walk in. I waited patiently because you asked me to wait. Actually, you rewatched the video to make sure that you came before sending it. But when you told me what you were wanting my opinion on, a lot of things started to make sense. Just random things throughout our friendship started to make sense. Bring over the foot bath. And I'll tell you. My fingers look good, by the way. Thank you. See? And since the nails are short, they didn't take long at all. Let's go ahead and soak my feet. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah. Last year's party. So, anyway, you asked me for my opinion on nipple color. No, don't die. I promise I was more amused than anything, but I thought, holy shit, I'm finally going to see what made him so embarrassed. And that's when you backed into your photo folder. And if you've noticed the pattern by now, yeah, it did take you a while to scroll to your works in progress, which means I saw all of the topics of your porn folders. You've got some really diverse tastes. Honestly, I thought you were fucking with me at first. And then you would accidentally tap on a different folder here and there, and there were hundreds of photos of all kinds of things. And I knew you had an appreciation for leather, but I had no idea about the public play, the dummy mommies, the feet, amongst like 20 other subjects. But kinks are kinks, and I was thinking, okay, so he's painting his girlfriend? Some random leather babe? Something. So imagine my surprise when you open your paintings folder and I'm staring back up at myself. Dozens. Dozens of paintings of me. Portraits. Some dating back to right before we met, in daily life poses with a dreamy sort of fantasy vignette. Others, well, you know better than I do. Nothing to say. For what it's worth, I wasn't offended in the slightest. Okay, well, forget I said anything, and we can just... It's exactly what I think. What do you think that I think? Got you. You showed yourself off. But sure, we can talk about it later. So, what are you still doing sitting in that chair? You're not staying like that. You'll have to work with my feet. The chair won't let you comfortably do that. I know what you're thinking. How will I take care of them? The answer is simple. Kneel. That's it. Now. Remove my heels and set them aside. Nicely. Part of a pedicure is exfoliation. Now my feet are already pretty clean, so for this, you're just going to use a simple scrub that I made. Just because it feels nice. Yeah, it's fun to make. Two ingredients, sugar, grapeseed oil. Right. A nice little scrub, some polish, and because part of a pedicure is pampering, you're also going to give me a nice foot massage. What's wrong? You're not saying anything. What are you waiting for? Take a handful and... That's cold. Don't just glop it on there without warning me. I do not complain too much. And look, it's starting to melt and trickle between my toes. Fix it! That's right. Massage the skin. Rub the oil from my soles and glide it beneath my high arch, between my toes. Rub the sugar into my skin and use that sweet friction. It really does feel that good. You're actually really good at massage. Hey, don't get cocky. Maybe I should wipe that grin off your face. Now am I going to do that? With my toes in your mouth. Doesn't have to be all at once.
just my big toe. Tracing your parted lips. Tickling your soft, wet tongue. See how sweet this tastes. Suck now. Fuck. Good boy. Slow and deep. You've got my thighs quivering.
Stop. Pay attention to both of them.
Is this what you like? What you wanted? To taste the flavor of my silky skin? To feel the curling and twitching of my squirming toes in your mouth?
To make it so that all you have to do is suck.
No thinking. No directing. Just emptying your mind. And following what you're told to do. Like a good little toy. Ah. As you lick me from heel to toe and back again. You see what you're doing to me? Look up. Look at me. Into my eyes. Now tell me. Is this what you want?
So then you were lying. When you said you didn't remember the kiss we shared on the balcony. While everyone else was inside during the raffle? Of course it would have changed our friendship. And now that we've wasted a whole year where I could have been putting your angelic mouth to work for me. Am I mad? No. I understand fear quite well. Sometimes there are things at stake that we just don't want to give up. But then that doesn't allow us to grow. No risk, no reward. And in this place, between you and I, where risk and reward goes hand in hand, there are no barriers. You want, you ask. You obey, I reward. You disobey, well, you'll find out. If you're curious about what disobedience will bring you,
that's your gamble.
You know just how bad my temper can get. Oh God, no wonder you're always asking if I'm mad at you. But you see, at this point, you've wasted my time twice. And you know how much it pisses me off when someone wastes my time. Now, do the right thing. And beg for my forgiveness. Okay, kisses to my feet are an excellent start, but this gorgeous face that makes me want to possess you, makes me want to curl my toes into your hair like this. And let you know that that wasn't begging. You know, you look good like this. Your face in my foot bathwater, my foot on the back of your head, controlling your ability to escape, to seek air. Yeah, your lungs desperately need that, don't they?
Are you rubbing my calves in supplication? An apology?
Up you go!
You look so pretty there. Dripping. Flushed. Out of breath.
You obviously liked it. Otherwise this lump in your pants
that I keep tracing over again and again with my toes, it wouldn't exist. It wouldn't throb like that either when I squeeze the tip with my toes.
Strip. Mistress.
You're trying to get on my good side, aren't you? Would you like to see the real thing? The body of your muse? I suppose I'll strip too.
You know what you have to do to actually get on my good side, right?
It's a secret. But I suppose I could come closer. Entangle my fingers into your damn tresses. Pull you a bit closer so that I can whisper it in your ear. Favor number 3. Mind, body, soul, all of it. Submit to me. Your scent has driven me insane over these past few years. Here, now, with your head tilted back and your neck exposed, while I run my nose along your jawline. In your throat. Your collarbone. Look at you. Your eyes are hazy with lust. Do you like this? Do you want more? Want me to shove you onto your back with my foot in the middle of your chest? Sure. Lay there. Tell me why you've been painting me in all sorts of compromising positions when we both know that this is what you really want. You don't know. Maybe your memory will improve if I pin your arms at your sides with my legs and hover my pussy over your face. Hands to yourself. Look at you, trembling. Is it the anticipation, the scent of my arousal? Maybe it's the bit of my juices dripping in a way that you wish would splash your face? Should I take a seat? I don't know. You're not going to do anything untoward me, right? After all, I am just sitting so I can rest my tired feet. You know, since you made me wait for an hour and all. You won't? Great. Then let me lower myself onto you. What a comfortable seat. Bet you can feel how hot and smooth my lips are. Hope you don't mind that I adjust myself here and there. It's just that you made me so wet that slipping every which way.
I can hear your whimpers, even muffled. But throughout it all,
you're being such a good boy.
Yes, that little shiver. The one that racked your body just now. The one you tried to suppress. I felt it. From the base of your brain straight to the liquid leaking freely from the tip of your pulsing cock. And you're still holding my command. You may taste.
Fuck.
I can feel your tongue.
Your white fucking tongue.
I'm swirling around my clit.
Lascivious, if I've ever felt it.
And swallow my juices like you're starving.
Suck my fucking clit, you goddamn pervert. You think you deserve my cum? You think you deserve my cum as I ride your fucking face? Fuck. No, not yet. Not yet. You haven't earned it. I need to stand. Stay down. And you... you don't need to know what's going to happen next. The silk sash will do nicely. Lift your head. Yes. Loop around. And tie into such a pretty bow. For such a pretty face. It's absolutely covered in my sticky pussy juice. Stay here for a moment. Are you trembling?
Relax. Relax. I'll let you know almost everything that I'm doing. Okay? Well, I've got to keep some surprises for myself.
You're going to feel something cold against your ankles. Spread your legs straight out. Good. We're going to secure them so you can't run away. Okay. Feel that stretch in your hamstrings. Still comfortable? Good. Scoot back a bit. More. To the wall, but not against it. Near the towel bar. Perfect. Lean forward. Reach. Here's my hand. And we're gonna loop this around both wrists. And make sure it's nice and snug. You're going to feel yourself tip backwards. And your limbs come off the floor. But you'll be sitting up. You're secure. Now let me examine you. Perfect. Everything is so fucking perfect. I'm gonna start touching you. I love the feel of your skin. The shape of your calves. You feel my fingers trailing paths of flame against your skin. And your thighs spread open to show off just what a fucking slut you are. It's true. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be strung up like this. Your cock throbbing against your stomach. Balls tightening the more I tease you. What's this? It's winking hello to me. It looks kind of hungry. Should I feed it?
Of course I should.
It's just going to be my fingers this time, okay? Here we go. Rubbing your little slut hole. Back and forth. Slowly. Let's give it a little tap.
You like that, don't you?
A little tap, tap, tap. Calm down. Show me your patience, That's right. And you could handle a finger for mistress?
No worries. My polish has been dry for a while now. Let's add a little more lube and...
Relax, relax. That's it. Keep it up. You're opening up some. In and out. In again. Nice and shallow. Give a little wiggle. Oh, your whimpers are so nice. Shall we go a little deeper? Let's use a little more lube. Out and back in. A little deeper still. Back and again. And the second finger. What a greedy little slut hole you have here. I was trying to push my finger out earlier, but now it's swallowing them both. I believe I've found your little cum button.
That's it.
Yes. Sing for me. Wouldn't you like to sing a duet with your mistress? I can. Play with my clit, too. It's so fucking hot watching you under my control like this. Writhing, but restrained. Your filthy fucking slut hole trembling. I'm still on edge from your tongue. Can you hear it? How fucking wet you make me. Keep going. Little slut. Thrusting in the air at nothing. Should I help you out? Your thighs look awfully pale.
Oh? Did you like me smacking the inside of your thigh? Do you want more?
Use your voice and tell me.
The skin's starting to flush. Oh, don't stop bouncing on my fingers now. Not when you're having such a good time.
Are you starting to feel it?
The sting of my repeated slaps. The almost electric shock of skin slapping skin.
That sweet, stinging heat that it leaves behind. Perfection.
Your skin has flushed so beautifully here.
Let's add to your canvas. Oh, your cock smells so fucking good. Oh, I need it in my mouth. You're gonna paint yourself up nice and pretty for me, okay? But don't worry, I'll clean you up. I'm gonna stroke you. Are you gonna come? Of course you are. You're gonna come while I stroke your fucking cock. While my fingers are tickling your little cum button. I wanna see it. You still can't see a thing, can you? Oh, come for me. Put your sluttiness on display. Be a good little whore and paint your tummy. Chest. Yes. Good fucking boy. So thick. You've done a beautiful job. Let me squeeze this last bit out from your tip. Tasty little treat for me. Now it's my turn to come. So fucking hot. You're so fucking gorgeous. Vulnerable like that. Oh, I've waited a long time to squirt all fucking over you like this. I'm gonna come. Allow me a moment. Don't go anywhere. Oh, don't get shy on me now. You said you'd model for my next photography project. And this is it. Ugh. You talk too much. Open your mouth. I said, open your mouth. You feel the lace on these panties on your mouth? Can you taste my pussy? I'll suck on these for a bit. Much better. It adds an elegance to your jawline. Beautiful. You're trembling again. You okay? That was the last one. Now let's see you up close. Stunning. You look delicious. Covered in all of this cum. Makes me want to. Like every drop. From your stomach. my chest. Swallow it all down. I suppose that you would dearly. Love to see this. But it's more fun for me if you can't. Oh, we taste so good. Or come mixed together like this. I should clean this, too. You're still so hard. Better give it a nice deep clean. All done. Okay. Let's let your legs down gently. Here. Give me the panties. Good. Gently. Undo these restraints. How's your thighs? Sting a little? Is touch okay? Okay. Let's rub them gently. You did so well. I've been wanting to do this for a while now with you. You too?
Yeah, I can tell, I suppose. I just never found the right time to discuss it with you. And you know how I am. Actions speak louder than words, so, just to put the words behind the actions for clarity's sake. I like you too. Don't be. I have a voice too. I could have asked sooner. There's actions we both probably should have taken, but that's neither here nor there.
All right. Sight restored. Wrists and ankles. Free. Soothed. And kissed.
And, while we're admitting things, I spilled wine on the clothes you picked out for the party. Because I know you. You'll put off getting a replacement set until the last minute. You'll get sidetracked. You'll meet me late. I get pissy. You want to appease me. Your habits are that predictable. But that's what made this so fun to set up. What? You're not the only one who has to think about scenery and composition. It just so happened that I applied that to whatever this was today. Fuck no, we're not leaving soon. We still have to get dressed. I still have to put up my hair. You still have to do my toes. I meant paint them! Are you up for playing another little game? I bought this plug after the party last year. It's a wireless Vibe, controllable from your phone. I was thinking that we could use this as entertainment for the party.
No, inside of you. You can talk to your colleagues with it in, randomly going off whenever I choose throughout the evening. Of course, only if you want.
Yeah?
Then bend over for me.
Hmm. Oh my God, stop.